Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob Spiewak put an earworm in my brain.
Oh, no.
1 second before we started the show.
What did I do?
You did the voice we're doing right now, the Scott Shannon voice, right out of the gate. And it must have been the way you did. You said we'll be back in what?
We'll be back in half a tick. And I would be lying if I said we wouldn't hear the Scott Shannon voice on a promo today. So stay tuned.
Well, then I'm going to stop right now. Because I think if we keep doing it, it'll be too much Scott Shannon, and he doesn't deserve it.
No, you don't want to make it crispy.
No, you don't. You don't want to make it crispy, but you could make it crunchy.
You could. What else is crunchy?
I think I can think of a crunchy candy.
Can you now?
I can.
Can you describe this candy by shape?
Most of them are fruit-flavored, but some of them can also be minty.
They can derive their flavor either from produce or essential oils.
You are correct, mon frere.
Do they have a shape that is conducive to human consumption?
I have been told they are circular.
Are they solid?
They are very solid, and they are in the shape of a life-saving device.
You mean like a life jacket?
That is correct. Keep peppering me with questions until you can anymore.
I'm wondering, are they more like a life jacket or the kind of ring that one would throw from a sinking boat?
They would be like the ring you would throw off the deck of the Titanic.
So, a cork-filled, fabric-covered ring that says HMS Titanic with a hollow center.
Commonly known as a lifesaver.
Like Lifesavers candies.
That's right. Lifesavers candies you can eat.
But what flavor?
Wintergreen.
Peppermint.
And traditional five flavor.
The All Americans present Scott Shannon with more hit music.
WMAK. Nashville, Shannon in the morning.
You threw me when you said it looked like a life jacket.
There's a man who did not react to that bit who's raising his hand.
I have a question.
All that time, you're sitting over there with a deadpan look on your face.
Sourpuss. Meets the sourpuss.
And you dive right in. Yes, what is your question, sir?
Who was having a stroke during that bit?
It could have been either of us.
Anybody. Right. When you don't get blood to your brain.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you this. We got to open up the mailbag. It's a big one. It's a one. We got a lot of show. Let's dive right in, shall we? Let's get right in. Yeah, it's all about you folks, not us. So that was Scott Shannon.
It's
I don't know.
It's all about you.
Todd.
It's all about you.
Scott.
All the time.
Scott Jack.
All these things that I
PLJ.
It's all about you. It's
you.
All about you. All the time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday, everybody. Yeah, it's all about you.
Happy birthday.
Happy 25th birthday to the amazing Kelsey Rogers.
Yay!
A.K.A. Squeaky.
Send me a pic.
Squeaky. Today is the 40th birthday of T.J. Rogers, the driving force behind the success of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Oh, T.J.
Yeah.
Happy birthday,
Woo!
T.J. He's been a staple at J.O.T.T. since Jimmy stole him from Pizzeria Uno in the late 1990s. T.J. is currently on holiday in Amsterdam. Yeah, all right.
I know.
Okay, that's pretty obvious. With his lady and the Jot Goose.
Nice.
That's perfect. Yeah, put it here when you're high. By the way, if you're at Jimmy's and you're not sure who TJ is, just look for the tall, skinny black guy with the machine gun laugh. Yay, TJ. That's wonderful.
He's a great guy.
I love the way that Jimmy's Tavern really, really lets their employees travel the world with a goose.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like, really, it's a brand extension of Jimmy's, and that goose has more followers than human beings I know.
It has been kicked off Facebook and is backed with a vengeance.
Right?
Right.
Mm. When I follow Jimmy on Facebook and when I see the development of Jimmy and the way he runs that business and just the way he lives his life, I realize every single day that I had absolutely no business getting into the restaurant industry at all, that Jimmy is made.
Why
for
did you
it,
spend too much time at your bar?
Oh, God, my liver. Anyway, friends, next letter.
Hey, Mike, we never got to the presents. Do you want to get the presents?
Oh, you have presents?
I do have presents. One of them you're going to love in particular.
The letters. All right, let's open up.
Okay, this one is the first one.
Gift Corner.
It's from Ben Pappas, and here's what he writes. Mike, when I heard of little Michael's nightlight incident, I immediately thought of my 2-year-old son's burn-proof nightlight. He's also a big Paw Patrol fan. I hope Michael enjoys this. It's a Paw Patrol projecting stay cool nightlight.
Ooh!
Okay, I am thoroughly grateful for that gift. I am going to say this to you, though. We immediately ran out and purchased a non-burning nightlight. And by the way, the concept of a nightlight with a regular bulb in it,
that's ridiculous.
That to me should be a loss. No, you don't need to throw it away.
Oh, I thought you didn't want it.
No, but the point is that last night, the last thing he had me do, I put him down last night, and the last thing he wanted me to do was take his nightlight out of the socket.
See, the
so weird, I don't know what
it's and changed.
He burned himself when he was going to turn it off again.
It burned.
It changed because when Julia was little, we didn't have a nightlight. We used a candle. So what we're doing is we're baby stepping
on a little pine tree in the corner.
Here, this was comes without a note. It comes from Gus, and he says his return address is 10800 Main Street in Fairfax. The first thing is an item for you, Mike. It's a DVD of Cocoon.
Oh, a collector's item.
Which is nice. And then some.
That's great because you don't see. Send that right along. Now, that's one you can't do. You never know when you're not going to get Cocoon on cable.
I know. It lives on FXX. A wrapped gift for you that I'll open for you at this point.
Okay, very good.
Nice. Let's see.
Day after your birthday.
Kind of tough you're opening gifts for Mike. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, this guy remembered something.
Oh, he's going to hold it over our heads for
Wow, Mike. These are. This is a 2-disc set and a single disc set of classic drum solos and the Buddy Rich Collector's Edition.
Ooh.
Oh, that I like. Daddy like that.
No, not in the track. I like when Oscar dangles it over
send
the
that along.
All right, Oscar, what did you get?
All right, big winner. Let's. Oh, a
Oscar
book
got a
and
gift
a DVD.
Too.
And it is?
Another DVD.
All right, let's start with a book. Yes, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Elvis.
Hey, that's fantastic.
Yeah, you'll be taking that home.
I want a blue Christmas.
I'm waiting to see where Oscar files this.
He wants a blue Christmas. Adrian, be love and fetch that for me, won't
thanks
you?
Thanks for at least giving me the payoff. You'll probably fish that out of the trash by that. No, he won't. Anyway, yes.
Mike, on Elvis DVD. Elvis gave away homes, horses, and rings, and 200 Cadillacs.
Wow.
And it's the gift that keeps on giving, an Elvis biography. This is pretty cool.
There will be a quiz on Monday. Exciting.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Unnamed.
My gift is the last one. It appears to be some sort of mug.
What is that, Rob? Rob's got a gift. What is it?
Mike, this is the winning gift. On one side, it's an Arby's mug, just a plain coffee mug from Arby's. But on the back, it says, Sports Call Ken Beatrice. Sports Call number.
You see? I'm a radiophile too.
Yes.
I would have loved that. Who wins always in these? Who always?
It's Rob.
The mobbers, the nerds that love this show. They love Rob. Rob is that they don't have us figured out.
You got Buddy Rich DVDs. That's figuring you out.
I got Buddy Rich. That's not fit. That to me. That
he's got YouTube.
Do you know what's really great? Is it not only has the.
You are going to take that home and love that. Are you not?
Mike, maybe twice. Has the number for the studio, 432-WMAL. But what's so great is
he loves this. And he deserves it. He deserves to get it.
It has Ken Beatrice's office number on it. Call me in the office.
That is a collector's
great item. Thank you so much, Gus.
Cherished.
You win. Yeah. Rob's a, and listen, Rob's not the big winner because he got something that we would like. No. Rob's the right one to give that to. I'm just saying that's special for
it,
him.
How about what it is, it's a proper badge of hardware and software.
I love the Buddy Rich DVDs.
You really Omeraholics, listen to me, all right?
Omeraholics.
Not Rob Mobbers. I'm talking to people that really understand Mike and I. Mm-hmm. We get that you get Rob and you love him and he's the nice guy.
Right.
We would like gifts that are really about us, not about Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know what? I'm simple. You know, I love getting Buddy Rich, but ultimately, and my dear friend Cappy Pfeiffer, who knows me very, very well, who understands me, who gets it, who understands the drill, who understands the way life works. I can say it in a sneeze.
Press Ron gift certificate.
The man needs to eat.
That's true.
Thank you very much.
A man who lives to entertain.
And thanks, Diana. Thank you. That's my next door neighbor. My next door neighbor, Diana, came by. Mm. Thank you. Dropped off a wagon we had for her granddaughter. So that's
a cheese wagon?
Shaggin' wagon.
No, Jimmy's red wagon that he gave my kids.
A radio flyer.
Let them borrow that. And that's it. Everybody's heading out of Dodge today.
Oh, they're all leaving?
Some people are leaving that we're here for a week. You know, the visitors are.
Oh, people that have jobs.
So it's
spring break forever.
I do. Spring break.
You know who you slay? The girls in the studio, our interns. Every time you do spring break.
Hey, Catherine and Elizabeth, you want to come down to the beach, Fort Myers Beach? Come down to the pier. I got weed. I got a guac. I got a grill.
Can they listen to Beyonce?
What's the thing? What are they called? It's not a grill. What is it called? They
Crunk.
Changed the names. No, Rob, that's Crunk. 30 years old.
1990?
That's powder. Seriously, that's ancient. Is that what you thought it was?
I thought grill was the modern thing for it.
I think grill is correct, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
But the ladies might know.
In the movie Moonlight, they refer to it as something else. He's got it, and he takes it out to eat.
A retainer?
No, it's not. Forget it. We are so white on this show.
Dentures. Anyways,
is that it?
Crunk was a much better answer.
TMOS is so white. That should trend on Twitter.
It should.
TMOS is too white.
Too white.
You've
so
got
white.
Two Latinos here.
I don't want to say so white. I know, but the fact is we're too white.
Yeah, you know what? We are too white.
Yeah.
We are too white. I was too white.
Mm. Anyway,
job accomplished.
Thank you. Here's the next letter. Friends, I am humbly asking for a quick birthday shout-out or preferably the world-famous TMOS happy birthday song for my very lovely wife. She turned 46 on Monday, but still looks like every bit as young as she did when we first got together 16 years ago. Eric O. Parker. Well, that's wonderful. Does his wife have a name?
He didn't mention it.
Oh.
Eric O. Parker, Captain Vague.
Eric, you don't get the song if you don't put the name in. That's
the standing rule.
What a jackass.
We're not doing that to be
no.
dicks. It's just
send us a
how
gift.
Can we send happy birthday when we
I would love a Harden and Weaver mug.
Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and all. Mike, I am writing to say that I agree with you. Milk over cake is delicious. here they come. This has actually been an ongoing tradition in my family. I knew it was going to be something that wasn't new.
Right.
Trace Leche's cake is obviously a...
Right.
It's an ongoing tradition. Cut the cake. In my family, before I can remember, the best is chocolate cake with homemade chocolate icing with vitamin D milk poured over the top. The amount of moo juice... is determined solely on the size of the piece of cake. Love you all, and my best to you and your families. Keep bringing the funny, Christy Willingham. Thank you, Christy. And yes, it's wonderful. But I also think it is. I used to think that the fast track to massive weight gain would be milkshakes.
Yeah,
that has replaced it, I believe. I think if you want to gain a quick 30, you know, try eating that for a month and you'll be done. And by the way, I'm forbidden to eat that anymore at all. I cannot.
Not even special occasions?
I took one piece of cake out the beginning of last weekend. She threw the entire layer cake into the trash.
Yeah, you got to stomp on it, Mike. That's the only way to save you.
Yeah, cigarette ashes.
Yeah.
Save me from myself.
I hate the phrase moo juice, by the way.
Yeah, it's gross. It's
very gross.
Well, the type of, with supreme love to Christy, people who would use moo juice are people who would pour milk on cake.
Right?
I mean, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I'm just saying. Here's the next letter. A question for Mike about his hip doctor and his physical therapist in Espanol. Señor Miguel, ¿quién es más macho? Dr. Julio or Dr. Salsa? Boy, that is a difficult question. Is that who is better looking?
No, more macho.
More manly.
Who is more manly?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I would have to say, let's see.
Who oozes sex?
I'm going to say Dr. Julio.
Yes.
Dr. Julio.
He can rebuild you.
Dr. Julio es muy macho. Hey, Dr. Julio. Es ari bueno. Hey,
I don't think anyone saw that coming.
No.
Hey, Dr. Salsa.
Was Dr. Salsa lighting the loafers?
Yeah, that's fine.
No, Dr. Salsa was more, to be honest with you, he was called Dr. Salsa, but he didn't look Latin. He looked more like maybe he was from Malaysia or something.
Oh, Asian?
Like Filipino, Asian. Maybe? Don't Filipino speak Spanish?
No, I get I have
Many people
a sister-in-law soon that's from the Philippines. When she comes over, some of the words that she speaks, I understand.
Yeah.
So salsa,
into Garrison Keillor.
Maybe it's Asian salsa.
Some of the words are Spanish.
Pan-Asian.
That's the Spanish people. Good morning, boys. I'm a faithful listener of your quirky little show. That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
It's a quirky little show.
Adrian wants to let everybody know that he looks Filipino.
You do?
You do?
No, you look like who's the guy from Around the World in 80 Days, Rob?
Passepartout.
Manny Pacquiao?
Yeah. No, yeah, it's Panfleet.
Canton Floss.
Canton Floss.
As Passepartout.
Like Canton Floss.
Manny Pacquiao, come on.
Who ever told you that?
Adrian.
Everyone
Adrian
I've ever met.
He looks so much like Adrian Brody.
No.
He's giving you an honest assessment. You look like Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But yeah.
No.
But yeah.
The Latinos are arguing, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, si. No. Si. No. Si. No.
Welcome to our new national holiday, Mike. Cinco de Boredom.
I got to get through this. Good morning, boys. I'm a faithful listener of the Quirky Little Show, bonus show subscriber, and all-around big fan of things TMOS. My wife and I were in Niagara Falls recently and found what I believe could be Oscar's next house. It appears to have a little more square footage than his current home and could easily relocate to D.C.
Hey, Ashley, can you show that
see the
camera?
Attached picture for details, and she's holding that up to the camera now.
Stand up, Ashley.
It looks like a dollhouse.
Yeah, it's a miniature home in Niagara Falls.
It's
can I see that?
Little dollhouse. That's wonderful.
There it is. And it has air conditioning.
Oh, my God.
That's delightful. best regards, Bob Schriever in Hilton, New York.
I love it.
Schriever!
Love Niagara Falls. Great place to
Mike, you'll be happy to know that they started the pre-work on my air conditioning.
How's it going?
It's so small, they're almost done. It took them 4 hours.
Seriously?
Oh, that's great. Hopefully that's reflected in lay costs.
Oh, I hope so.
Hourly.
Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the infestation of interns. Don't say that. They're lovely. All
I don't know. We keep spraying for them, but they keep coming back in.
Mentioned it on my patio last night. I said the interns are part of the reason I get up in the morning. I love them. It's official. I have given up hope on my wife ever requesting a happy birthday greeting from me on TMOS. She does not get it. She rolls her eyes and does a dismissive huff whenever I quote or share things from your show. You won my son Harrison over to the show the first time he heard Charlie. He was 17 at the time and at an age when it was difficult to amuse him. But that's awesome. I think that's it.
Somebody mentioned my name.
Hey, Charles.
Somebody mentioned my name. Thanks, Harrison.
Charlie.
Been a while. How you been?
I'm all right. I got to go.
Okay, bye.
Get out.
I was wondering if he got along with Jennifer.
We got to spray for Charlie.
Yeah,
I haven't told any of you.
Oh,
he's living in the garage.
Oh, well, you've got to replace that rotten wood then.
He's not doing anything.
How is his health?
That's the problem.
He's
gone lame.
Has he? No kidding.
He's gone lame.
Now are you going to nurse him through it or put him down?
He's like Professor X and Logan.
It's difficult. We'll schedule Charlie for a future visit.
I'd like to talk to him, yeah.
All about it. But anyway, this guy says it was a bonding moment for him and his son Charlie was. I can't thank you guys enough for the decades of funny. I've been a listener for over 20 years. I'm on the road a lot for work, and you're the only thing that I listen to. I often run out of episodes and listen to reruns until the next episode drops. I've requested a bonus show subscription for my birthday, but I have a feeling I'll be buying my own gift.
Sad.
Wow.
Sad.
I also want to thank you for introducing my family to Sleep Number, Blue Apron, and Vistaprint, plus all our Amazon purchases are done through the TMOS portal. Thank you for that support. We appreciate it. My 55th birthday is tomorrow, and I would like to spare Mike the indignity of the usual dance monkey dance impersonation request. This guy gets it tenfold. Although I do love them all, I simply would like to ask for a happy birthday from Pony Boy, preceded by his theme song. It's fun, fun, fun. Good day, I said good day. That's Steve Kelsey who wants the Pony Boy.
Do we have to spin
song
for that, or can
no,
we just
no, we don't. No, right. That's a wonderful Pony letter. And by the way, I hope his Pony wife gets her act together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pitch on wheels.
My Pony Boy. Here's the overdone OCD intro. Get up! Smoke, smoke, smoke that. Pony. Ride the pony.
Oh, that's good. It's gotten longer.
Oh, of course it's good.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette.
Puff, puff, Phil Harris.
And if you smoke yourself to death.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Thank you. Steve Kelsey, that was for you.
Awesome.
Pony Boy
that
Scott
was
Shannon.
Actually worth it.
That's delightful. General O'Mara, Colonel Spiewak, Jefe Santana, and Private Bloom, I have just finished a 10-day cruise on the SS Cocoonville Princess.
Nice.
I love it when a sentence sums the whole thing up.
That's great.
A ship filled with 2,000 overindulged, self-entitled, cotton-topped jerks that would run over their own grandchildren with their hoverhound scooters if they thought it would get them to the last three fruit fritters from the More Than You Should Eat buffet. That is one of the greatest sentences. It's one of the greatest paragraphs in the history.
Solid as a rock.
I believe it might be a sentence. How did I cope with this horrible situation, you ask? Just as you would expect. Lots of day drinking by the pool. The only problem was that every evening when it was time to get dressed for dinner, I had to shave while drunk and sunburned.
Sad, right?
This is funny. Yeah. But fear not. My Harry's razor saved the day. Not only did the razor keep my shaky hands and bleary eyes from causing any cuts or scrapes to my handsome face, but Harry's shave gel actually soothed and moisturized my skin.
Come back, Mike. We
leaving
need
it in better condition than when I started shaving. Did my Harry's razor solve all of my problems? No. Only throwing a significant number of my fellow passengers overboard could have done that. But it did make shaving easy and enjoyable. So bravo, Harry's, and bravo, the Mike O'Mara Show. Lee McInnes, one of my favorite letters of all time. He worked a promo for the sponsor.
I know.
Oh,
well done.
And fruit fritters.
2,000 overindulged, self-entitled, cotton-topped jerks. Oh, did I need to hear that today. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Matthew. March 12th marks the 29th birthday of my husband, James Tiberius Kendall. In the past 12 months, we were married, and we purchased our first home and real adult stuff here. As he looks over the precipice into his DB30s, can Oscar offer any advice for the final year of Jim's carefree 20s? Love and kisses, Lisa Kendall. This comes from his new bride there, Oscar. What do you have to say to James Tiberius Kendall?
Now that you've taken the plunge, before you probably should have, because you could have waited a little longer. You know, they get younger, you stay the same age. Know this, that you got to work in tandem with your wife. If you keep it tight, then you could signal to her that she needs to keep it tight. Because as we get older, it's harder to bounce back. Don't let her get sloppy. You don't get sloppy. Happy birthday.
That's from Oscar.
Very nice.
And, you know, we don't have enough time on the show, but of course I would be feeling free at this point to offer counterpoint. Moving right along. Thoughts.
Call Mike in the office.
Call me in the office. I'll offer a counterpoint to that. Carla just got back from working out.
Bless her heart.
Thoughts. Number one, God damn it, Mac. You chose Oscar as your mentor, something I never would have done, so shut the F up. He's not being nitpicky. He's trying to teach you. You should stop, listen, and learn.
Yes.
Number two, again, Mac, it is not the responsibility of your co-gamers to tell you that you are being an asshat. It is yours. Grow up. I have Asperger's. I taught myself to look people in the eyes. I taught myself to talk to strangers. I taught myself that life is better not being alone.
Yeah.
Number three. About being alone, Matt, you need to find a mate. Otherwise, everyone believes that you are sleeping with your mom. I love anime. Oh. I taught my sons to love anime. I am taking them to an anime convention, and I've been married for 16 years. Even if you look like the number 10 or 11 standing next to each other, it is still better than bringing only a single one. Number four, Oscar, I don't have the room here on this email to complain about you. Oh. I can only say, when you have children, your life is going to change. I'm sorry, Shannon. Number five, f*** you, Rob.
Hey!
Whoa!
Number six, love you, Mike. And good night and goodbye, Manny Villarreal. I got an I love you. Yeah. I got the best one. Yeah. I never get the best one.
Great ladder. Great ladder.
And really a lot to be learned, I think.
Sorry for, you know, Rob, I was saying, should I say the F word? It was peppered in that entire
Mike,
email.
Mike, it's important. That was important, I
Very
think.
Natural. Yes.
Here's the next letter. Hey, jerks. So I was lucky enough to get a ticket for Patton Oswalt's early show last Friday. As my friends and I settled into our seats, who did I see? This is a mailbag today.
Mike, you asked why it was so long because I couldn't cut anything. I couldn't cut it.
Hey, jerks. So I was lucky enough to get a ticket for Patton Oswalt's early show last Friday. As my friends and I settled into our seats, who did I see lumbering up the aisle? None other than Rob Spiewak.
This is true.
His lovely wife was with him, and as they approached, I thought to myself, if they sit near me, this will be a great opportunity to thank Rob for making me laugh every day. Then Rob sat down in the seat directly in front of me. Now, I am a bit of a hobbit, and as everyone knows, Rob is around 7 feet tall.
True.
As soon as he sat down, I realized that I was going to be looking at the entire show, not the opening comic, not Patton Oswalt. No, I would be staring at the back of Rob's gigantic melon.
Yep.
So for the rest of the show, I was craning my neck, sitting up in the seat, and generally playing dodge-em to get a view of the stage. To be fair, Rob couldn't have been nicer afterward, and I did get to thank him for making me laugh every day. And in retrospect, I also got to study his lovely bald noggin in much more detail than I ever thought possible. So thank you, Rob. And thanks to the rest of you guys, too. You know, for the funny. Cordially, Jason Griffin Hagen's incident.
He was a nice fellow. I do apologize, but for his benefit, I did shave my head that day. So it must have been a lovely study for him.
That's terrific. And our final, I hold in my hand our final letter, ladies and gentlemen. Just you lumbering is really, because you actually, I've seen you at various weights. You always lumber.
Can't
You've
help
never
it.
Not lumbered.
Yeah. It's in the blood.
Hey, Rob, Mike, Oscar, Matt, and crew, those brie-eating swells over at NPR don't have anything on you. I'm listening to yesterday's show in the car on my way to work this morning, and I stop at 7-Eleven. Let me say that. That was a little more detail. I'm listening to yesterday's show in the car on my way to work this morning.
Yes.
And I stop at 7-Eleven for a coffee. Instead of getting out and buying my cup, I sit in the car waiting for Mike to finish his story. But this isn't Diane Rehm on the radio. This is a goddamn podcast, and I can pause it anytime I want. But I don't pause it because I want to keep listening. Do you know what that makes me with my Bluetooth podcast machine and my empty coffee cup-filled car? A rube. Damon Riley, that is the last
awesome.
One. Great letters. Keep them like that. I love you, people. We will start the show. Rob, you hump.
Ah, thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding
outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
More often than not, I use a fork to eat ice cream. And if you eat ice cream with a fork, I know you so well. I know you so well. Because my policy is I'm not washing a spoon until I'm all out of forks. And people say, why don't you just wash a spoon? Ha! Why don't I shower? Fork prints in ice cream. Oh, if I see fork print, I know your world. Fork prints in ice cream are evidence of a life in chaos. Chaos. If I see fork prints in your ice cream, I don't need to see your kitchen. I know the dishes are piled so high you can't refill the Brita. Not that I should refill the Brita. I haven't changed the filter in 4 years. I don't need to go into your bedroom. I know there's no top sheet on your bed. The top sheet is tacked up over the window as a curtain. I don't need to go into your bathroom. I know that the new roll of toilet paper is resting on the empty spool. It's the only household chore I can do while sitting on the toilet. And I'm like, not today. Not today. I don't have the strength to squeeze that spindle and lock it in.
Hi, this is P1 listener John Crandall, and my favorite hobby is making things about me. Now here's my favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, starring Mike O'Mara, who lives 2 hours south of me, Rob Spilak, who went to the same college as me, and Oscar Santana, who is the same age as me, and he has his MBA too. And now, broadcasting from my iPhone 7, here's Mike.
I just can't tell you how much I love doing that. I think that's so much fun.
Great.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us anytime at 888-920-MORE. I might answer your phone.
What? What?
That's
what? What?
Hold on. Let me get my little thing out. Here we go.
All right, Mike, put your thing away.
All right. Hey, Pony, it says I got to click on the okay for the...
Don't you worry about it.
Okay.
I'll set you up.
Free thing. All right. Yeah, because, I mean, I'd like to take them
whenever. Anytime.
Sure. Anytime.
Anytime.
Our phone number is 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Or MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Today brought to you by Harry's. My day just isn't right if I don't start it. Just like that letter said, yep. I started with an amazing shave from my Harry's razor. Harry's is the best. Thanks to Jeff and Andy, the guys that started it because they were fed up with people going into drugstores and seeing those ridiculously overpriced razors. They knew they could do it better. They knew it. They could do it cheaper. And they knew that they could make a product that you would love. They bought their own factory and they started Harry's. They take less profit and they sell directly to you over the internet. Harry's offers. Now listen, when a sponsor tells me to tell you that they take less profit, they've told me to tell you that.
Yes,
I'm not
true.
Making that up. Think for just a second about that. That's what they have chosen to do. That is part of their business model, to just make something better for less money. They're still going to make money,
yep,
but they're not obsessed with it. And that, to me, is something that's special.
Respect
about
your customers.
The entire Harry's company. And Harry's razor includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. It's got the ergonomic handle. It's got the engineered blades. It's got a lubricating strip. It's got a trimmer blade. It's got a blade cover for when you travel. I shave with Harry's every day. It's one of my favorite products that we advertise on the Mike O'Mara Show. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard it right. Free. You'll get a razor handle of your choice, a 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel, and free when you sign up. Just pay a small fee for shipping. To redeem your free trial, go to harrys.com/TMOS right now. That's harrys.com/TMOS, and you'll find out why so many of our listeners like to talk about Harry's.
I promise you will never look back. You will never look back once you use it. It's the best ever.
Stuff. Now, we're set to go here. Oh, thank you, Pony.
Up and running.
It's up and running, and we said we'll take calls every day. We rarely do, but I will today. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
Hello, it's Craig from Arlington.
Craig from Arlington, Virginia, home of Mr. Todd Moore. How are you, my friend? How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, Mike. How are you doing?
I've been better. I got up super early with the little guy, and to be perfectly honest with you, my life is a mess. But that's enough about me.
Thank you for the honesty, Mike.
Well, you know what? I was just keeping it real.
He's just keeping it real.
He woke up in the middle of the night, and then when he wakes up in the middle of the night, we forgot our drill that my son, by the way, went through the potty training without any problem whatsoever.
Right.
And then in about an hour later, he sleeps through the night. And he doesn't need anything. He doesn't wet the bed. He doesn't do all that. However, if he has a nightmare, if he has a something that stirs him and he does wake up in the middle of the night, when we put him back to bed, we got to take him to Winky Tink because then...
The cycle is broken.
It's the only time...
And then the seal breaks.
It's the only time he will have an accidental. Yeah. So that's it. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I am fine, sir. What can we do for you today?
Boy, that was a long answer.
I know it was. And I know you had something to say. I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. Now it's all about you. You go ahead and you talk, okay?
Oh, I don't know.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. We appreciate that. There. You should have expected that was going to happen.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, quick question for you.
You know what? Can I just say this yesterday? So yesterday we changed the phone systems and we moved them down.
Right, yes. Right.
So I'm controlling the phones and I'm doing what I
love to do.
I love it more than anything else. I'm flying through phone calls and I'm taking phone calls. And then later on, I'm reading some of the social media that people say, I think I got cut off. People are talking about the fact that
I got an apology from a guy in Alaska. Says, I don't know if it was on my end, but the call ended suddenly.
They're not used to the trigger finger.
Feels so bad about it.
Trigger finger. None of them were on your end, folks.
No.
None of them, all right? So don't worry about
it. Mike hung up on all of you.
While you're speaking of urine, quick question.
Yes.
Hot water or cold water?
Hot water.
You nailed it. Amazing.
Yeah, man.
You're like, you could be on the stage.
Well, he just had to deal with it this morning.
Anyone could do it. I think anybody could do it. So you do it periodically throughout the show. And now the interns didn't hear it yesterday. They didn't hear the example.
No one was on board.
The interns don't listen to the show.
Pony and Oscar next, when you
we
just
knew.
Pop it into the show at some point, okay. And we should do it.
Like, call out a name and say hot water, cold water.
Well, no, we don't say.
Not right now.
No.
You just say, ask them which one it is.
Ashley. Is this hot water or cold water being poured into a mug?
Cold, she says.
Cold. And say it on the microphone, it'll sound even better.
Cold.
Yeah. She's right. She's nailed it.
That's fantastic.
I'm a waitress.
She is. She's a server.
She would know what it sounds like.
That's right.
So yesterday, by the way, Rob, did you get my happy thing on your
I clicked love on it.
Why can't I find it when
guys
I go
get
to
a
look
room.
For it? I can't. I wrote happy.
Yes.
Happy, dear happy.
Friday's
happy,
his birthday,
happy,
Mike.
Happy.
Friday's his birthday.
We're observing it on Friday, like President's
like
Day.
Like a national holiday.
Yeah, it's not
so
really
yesterday,
Washington's
birthday. Both Oscar and I forgot Rob's, or me, is it? Oscar and me. I forgot.
No, Oscar and I forgot.
Oscar and I forgot
well,
your birthday.
Well, I didn't forget. You did.
Yeah,
broken
Oscar and
friendship.
Well, I knew you didn't, but and Rob gave us the face I get
the
when
disappointment
we're,
face,
and it's like it's and this is what Rob does. He goes, "It's fine,
it's fine."
Well,
it's fine.
What am I going to do? So, make a deal out of it?
It's fine.
It's done.
I'd make a huge deal.
Yes, you would.
I would make a big deal about it.
but then,
yes, that's right, because I'm worse than you.
I wouldn't forget about your birthday.
If you don't make a big deal about your birthday, you can't be disappointed.
This is true.
Yep.
That's the way
I roll. I tell
no
one.
But we really didn't even talk about it yesterday because we were going at a breakneck pace on the show. There was lots going on, and we didn't get to
it. It was actually a great show without his birthday.
Amazingly.
Would have been better.
Yeah.
It was.
Maybe the new policy should be never remember. Actually, Mike, before we move on, can we take a break? Because we are sadly late right now. So can we take a break?
Is this the 25 break?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Show's blowing by.
Oh, sorry about that. All right, we'll take a break and we'll come back and maybe talk about Rob's birthday if we have time.
Cake and cookies.
Your OCD is nothing to be ashamed of.
It's also the depression. There's just a stigma that goes with it.
I don't think so anymore.
Okay, well then I'll wear my freak flag, fly it hot, mm-hmm. high.
Yeah, don't be ashamed of your OCD. Be ashamed of the way you talk.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
New episode right now.
We're very excited about that. Today we are taping another episode of the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. We love doing this. You're never quite sure what's going to happen. These are the most organic shows we do. They are uncensored, and they are commercial-free, and we would love you to subscribe. And if you want to get it for somebody that you know is a fan of the Mike O'Mara Show, please do that. Give it, or you can renew it yourself. You click the bonus banner, and you get it done. Plus, it's a great way to support TMOS. The future of the show depends on it. We really count on it, and we want you to step up. Oscar, this is usually the time of year where I get a progress report. I know you don't want to paint too rosy a picture, but how are people doing with the bonus show?
They could always do better.
They could always do
simply
better.
Not enough.
Single digits
is not okay.
It's not acceptable.
No.
Right. It's not acceptable, okay? Double digits. The low double digits.
I would take 10% conversion.
Oh, standing on our head, we'd love
10% conversion would be great. So I think the goal should be to get to 10%. Now, we used to joke
about 1 and then 2. If we can get to the moon, why can't we do this?
Right.
There are tons of you who are listening to our regular content every single day. You just don't feel like you need to press that button. And I'm telling you, it would mean the difference between this show teetering and this show steaming forward with more fun stuff.
Scavenging for foam for soundproofing. Yeah. You know how demeaning that is?
Mm. Come on now.
Scavenging.
Help us out.
I'm Wall-E.
I live in a box.
What?
I live in a cardboard box.
There you go, Pony.
Please
thank
help
you.
Me.
Pony, thanks you're not
that,
helping.
That very late tip-in, Pony. Thank you. The TMOS bonus package. Delightful content for the most discriminating TMOS listener. Do it and get involved with it today. Back to Rob's birthday.
An invitation to the listener. The next time you write on Facebook how Pony's great under-the-radar comments are, remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how about the next time you write and talk about how great Pony is, how about you subscribe to the bonus show?
Yeah, do that. Lots of Pony on the bonus show.
How about the next time you talk about, I love the interns? How about you subscribe to the bonus show? How about the next time you say, I love it when Oscar gives a pep talk or when Rob plays a sound or when Mike does an impression? How about you subscribe to the bonus show?
Yeah, there's more. That's there's more spiel. To be had.
Yeah. That's my pitch.
Yeah, we might send you a mug. Probably not.
No.
Yeah, we'll send you a Ken Beatrice mug.
With our phone numbers.
That's right, and our office number.
How about if 10 people, how about this? How about if 10 people subscribe to the bonus show and they send you, Rob, an email saying that they do.
I need to see the proof that they ordered it. Yeah,
proof
sure.
that they ordered it. You randomly pick out of those 10 people someone to give that Ken Beatrice mug.
Yeah.
Not only that, I will do that, and I will also include 5 45 RPM records.
Ooh.
And if you send me evidence of that, the next 10 people, I will send you my Buddy Rich CD collection. We will re-gift all of our stuff.
Love it.
It's
and one
signed. Signed, Mike, signed.
Signed by Buddy Rich.
And one mug will be signed by
projection. One projection non-burned nightlight.
I will send you. This I have to task Mrs. O'Mara.
Yes.
Because she's. I will send you an autographed spring training baseball.
Hey.
What about an autographed glossy of Carla?
Will you be the one who autographed it?
All right, how about I will print out a photograph of Carla and we will both send it autographed to you.
Yes.
Oh, you all know what right, would be
best? Because I can't guarantee we'll get the baseball today. My kid's got one, and I'm not taking that from
what me. You should do, and they do this at the signing
can
shows.
Can I get to Oscars,
there
please?
Should be
I'm
a picture.
I'm trying to sell.
He's building a comedy pyramid.
You don't understand how to sell. So let me get to Oscar.
Let the Pharaoh
Oscar,
work.
Oscar, what will you offer in your group of 10 bonus show subscriptions?
How about this?
What will you send the
I will man? Send you a piece of my house.
Oh. Signed?
Signed.
Yeah.
All right.
It could be wood from the 1840s. It could be a bolt from the 1840s.
You know what's great is if you get one of those pre-made priority mailboxes that they have at the post office, he could actually send you the whole house.
The whole house.
Yeah.
It'd be fantastic.
I'll send you a panel.
A piece of wood. Because how about a piece of flooring?
Flooring.
Because that you can sign that. That would be
ammoniated flooring.
Pony Boy Matt Bloom, what can you offer if someone subscribes to the bonus show?
I will send them my cardboard box.
All right, that's just
you
not
just,
trying
you just killed
at
the
all.
Pyramid.
I've got nothing.
Level.
I have
how about
nothing
an empty,
to send them.
How about an empty gin bottle?
Yes.
I could do that.
Yeah, you got 20 of them. Or how about this?
How about a gin bottle that's full of discarded dreams?
Do you want to start?
I got
that
very excited,
again?
Mike. Okay, how about a gin bottle that's full of discarded dreams?
There you go, discarded.
What about
anything myself?
What about a piece, maybe a little piece of hair from your sugar glider? Just pull them out with tweezers.
Now we're being
That's weird.
All right, mm-hmm. Very good.
DNA.
Autograph photo of you and your mom?
We have officially commented this out
the bit. We ruined
anything
the bit.
Happening for real. But,
just by the bonus show.
Yes, by the bonus show.
He sounds so depressed.
Thanks, Pony. Back to
what does it feel like to fail, Pony?
back to the...
Don't ask him. Buy my book.
Jesus Christ, come on. The birthday.
Yes. It was lovely.
We got to take another break.
We do.
Oh my God, we just don't have time.
Thank you very much. All right, we'll take a break and come back and talk about your birthday. Jesus Christ.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Hello, I'm Scott Shannon, and I'm joined today by my friends, Oscar and Todd, plus Mac from the Tech 411 show. Whenever they have time to record an episode, you can rest assured you'll hear about all the latest techno doodads and inter things. Todd, what's big this week?
Mailing lists, or lists for short. Uh-huh. I subscribe to lots of mailing lists. Two I like are called Frequent Flyer, for people who fly a lot, and one called Dairiel. It's a list of interest to dairy farmers.
I love cows. Oscar, what gadget do you have for us today?
Tengo una computadora y uso el internet.
Buenos coaches, Oscar. How about you, Mac? What is your app of the week?
Used panty vending machines.
Well, I'm not sure if that's an app, but I'm all for recycling. Todd.
Join the intrepid band of internauts as they search for the golden fleece of cyberspace.
What the f*** does that mean? Tech 411 with Oscar Moore and Todd Santana. Plus Mac.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going sure. surfing on the internet.
Do welcome back it. To the Michael Mara Show. We're going to New Orleans. We're going to be there Saturday, November 4th, 2017. Hitting the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana for one show only. Limited number of seats available. Get your tickets right now. Got less than 100 left. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the banner that says TMOS Live in New Orleans. Not just the show. We're all going to be in New Orleans.
Yes.
With all sorts of wonderful stuff that we will let you know at a later date. Saturday, November 4th, though, is the big show, and that starts at 8 p.m. Don't miss this historic live event. Music, fun, laughs, surprises. Stay tuned for more details, but buy your tickets now. They're going fast. The Mike O'Mara Show live in New Orleans, and we will see you there. We are very, very excited about that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're talking about Rob's birthday. Yesterday was the official date of your birthday.
Yeah.
How old are you?
46.
You're 46?
Which is, somehow that sounds a lot older than 45 to me somehow. I don't know why.
It is.
You look younger.
Really?
I want him to say you look older, but you don't.
Well, I'm right now in better health.
It's like Benjamin Button.
And a better weight than I was 1 year ago.
Oh,
this very day.
Then you would look younger.
So
see
I guess that,
yes.
that would be part of it. But it's still 46
that
is old.
That makes one of us.
But that is, Mike, I'm staring down 50. And that's crazy because I just don't feel like I've ever matured.
Yeah, we are socially stunted. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're socially stunted, but I think we are age-wise, we are not. We are actually ahead of the curve. I think we stay young when you do this type of job. I have conversations with my daughters who are down visiting now that are, you know, they're funny. They're fun.
How
and
crispy
young
toasty was Catherine when she got in with her overnight flight?
She was so burned.
Oh, I bet she was a pleasure to be with.
She was, you know, in our space challenged house, they got out of here and then she made the switch to Carla in my bedroom and she's back there now and I have no idea. It might be 1 o'clock before she actually comes to. But it's great to have them down here and it's great. So getting back to your birthday, did you and Carrie do anything special?
Really Wednesday is the worst possible day to have a birthday because it is equidistant from either weekend.
So you're going
to
do a weekend thing?
We're going to do a weekend thing. We've got reservations for a restaurant with another couple on Saturday night. And
Chubbix?
No, actually the Feuerbach.
Oh, the Feuerbach.
Now, Haiti, Mrs. Feuerbach, has the exact same birthday as me. She was born on March 8th, 1971.
Haiti?
Mm-hmm.
That's the hot
one,
Mike.
Why was she named after a Western Hemisphere third world country?
She was not. It's spelled H-A-Y-D-E-E.
D.
Oh, Haiti.
Haiti, yes. Mm-hmm.
Are they still swinging?
Yes. I remember how we met them is when we saw the rocks in the yard. And we went and knocked on the door and said, hey, how would you like to get busy?
The rocks,
rocks in the yard. I don't know that. I don't know. Are rocks
that is,
in the yard
that is sort of
thing?
An urban legend.
It's like
that,
sneakers on a wire. That's where they sell weed.
That, no, it has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, well, wow. That's what I thought as a kid.
The
like sneakers hanging over
yes,
a wire
on the power wire.
I thought
wire,
that was a gang
line.
Thing that when you killed somebody, you threw their sneakers
in West
over
Virginia,
a power wire.
That's where they sold weed.
West Virginia, by the way, horrible statistics coming out of that.
Yeah, and horrible weed. The worst. Anyway, all stems.
So where are you going with your other couple? Where are you going?
We're going out for Chinese food, not to the Peking Gourmet. We're going to my second favorite Chinese restaurant.
Why do you guffaw when he says Chinese food? Like, what?
If you're going to guess the one bad food he should not go out for, it's Chinese.
That's right. He's going to talk like this and say, what are you going to do, Rob?
Look, I'm telling you what you don't want to hear. It's the truth.
Okay.
It is
actually
the
Oscar
food.
To be actually a 100% fair. Everything you say is something I don't want to hear.
Is hey, can
someone's
I
gotta
would,
say
would
it.
You if you were going to list restaurant foods, it would be Chinese.
The unhealthiest is Chinese.
Then Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? Then like a steakhouse probably.
No, I would think that if you order stupidly and if you order unwisely, I would think a Spanish or a Mexican restaurant would come next because based on the cheese
right.
and the fats
would,
and the beef.
I think it would be Chinese fried. And then Mexican. Chinese being, I think, at the top of the list because to eat anything that's pleasant to eat
you're not
eat on
walking
their
out
menu.
With a miso soup and that's all.
Mm-hmm.
No, miso soup is not Chinese. Miso soup is Japanese.
Yeah.
Same thing,
it's Asian
really.
Fusion, Mike.
It's not
Asian
the
fusion.
Same God. Thing, you bigots. It's not, for Christ's sake. But the thing is, I defy you to go to a Chinese
wonton
restaurant.
Wonton soup?
And find wonton. If you had wonton soup and left, you probably would
actually,
be
you're better.
Curve.
You're better off getting like a hot and sour soup because the wontons themselves are fried.
That no, yeah. not all. No,
they are crispy,
the,
right?
The noodles
no,
they give
no,
you, right?
The wontons aren't fried in wonton soup.
Oh, they're dumplings.
They're
you're right. They're dumplings, but they serve those crackers with them. Those fried things.
But on a
no
regular
crackers.
Chinese menu,
healthier.
Mm-hmm. On a regular Chinese menu, you know, let's do
orange
this.
Chicken, Kung Pao chicken.
I'll be going,
what
Mike. You want to know
sour chicken?
What is the name of the restaurant?
Cheng's. 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 Cheng's of Sterling. It's in Countryside, and it's been there forever.
Why not the Peking?
It's very far away.
It's
far
away. It's not convenient.
Yeah, too. I got gotcha. You. Yeah.
And that strip mall. Ugh.
It's got a nice...
Yeah. Oscar, you are such an asshole. God.
Hey, Cheng's terrible, terrible website.
Hey, great, great
terrible.
Food, though. Great food.
Yeah, but come on.
Is
you
it in Mandarin,
menu.
Mike?
Yeah, oh, cuisine. There we go. Okay, dinner menu. Here we go. We're
click
gonna
on the
menu.
Fortune cookie.
All right, so let's go down the list right now and see if we can find anything that would even constitute health.
Okay.
Egg rolls, no, fried.
No.
Pot stickers, no, really pan fried in oil.
Yeah.
Pan fried. Steam dumplings, if you're going to,
yeah,
you know
but
what?
Still
if
filled with pork.
Yeah, filled with, you know, spicy wonton fried char-grilled clam. Char-grilled clam.
Do you remember? Wasn't that your old DJ name? Down at the shore?
No, it was a girlfriend I had.
Oh, that's her.
70s.
I remember now.
Grilled beef satay. All right, moving right along. Let's get to the
entrees.
Okay. All right, hold on. Dinner menu.
It's a great restaurant. They have a koi pond right in the restaurant. It's beautifully decorated. It looks like a classic Chinese restaurant from like a Hollywood film.
Do you want cool. rice and noodles, beef and lamb, seafood, poultry, vegetable, and Thai? They've got Thai too on this.
Oh, Asian fusion.
I would probably
I like
order
Thai.
I would likely
places.
Order off the poultry section of the menu.
me too.
Do you know what your go-to is?
A lot Chang's? Of times at Cheng's. Really, Cheng's is about. They do the most amazing tableside dessert of Cherry's Jubilee with a huge fire.
It's your birthday.
And it's your birthday, yeah. And you love
it's
to have the
birthday.
Fire. And who knows, you don't need those eyebrows anyway.
Kung Pao chicken, Peking duck, chicken and black bean sauce, heavy sauce, General Cho's chicken, super fatty, crisp pineapple duck, that's sweet and fried, chicken and lettuce rolls. Chicken and lettuce rolls.
There you go.
Chicken and lettuce
what's
rolls.
What's a Cherry's Jubilee?
Cherry's Jubilee is cherry, like...
It's sex.
Candied cherry. It is basically sex. Mm. Orange juice and cherry brandy and brown sugar and butter cooked down and then set on fire. And so it reduces and thickens the sauce
on
of the cherries.
On the chocolate cake?
No, and it's served on ice cream.
Oh, whoa.
What is chicken that almond
sounds
ding?
Great.
If the ladies leave the room, I'll show you.
Almond Ding. That was a DJ name.
What
are you doing, man? It's 58 after the hour. Almond Ding with you. Having a fantastic
does
afternoon.
It describe it or should I Google it? Chicken
diced
Almond Ding.
Chicken gently sauteed with toasted almond, broccoli, water chestnuts, and mushroom in a white sauce.
It's a gospel morning show.
It's a chicken ding sauce. Ding.
Yeah. They're all fattening.
Yeah,
all of them.
It is. It's horrible for you.
What sounds
you
great, though. Sounds...
What will you get for your entree? Your poultry.
You know what?
You know what you want.
Probably the the Kung Pao chicken is very,
yes,
very good there with the peanuts.
My favorite.
It. Really nice.
That
with plum
doesn't
sauce.
That doesn't upset your delicate digestive system.
No, I can deal with that
the
as long
spicy?
As I if I don't lean the on the peanuts. Mm-hmm. it's a delicate peanut balance, Mike. A peanutty balance.
I think the General Cho's chicken would be that everybody loves.
So's?
By the way. That General Cho?
Or So.
It's So's, right?
It depends. You know, I think I've seen it spelled C-H-O and T-S-O.
It is?
Yeah.
I've been calling it Cho when I was a kid, and someone yelled at me and said, no, it's So's. And I'm like, oh, sorry.
General So's chicken. T-S-O apostrophe S. General So's chicken. Morsels of spring chicken. The thigh. Marinated and coated in a lotus flower. Then fried. I like when it's really, really well described.
Yeah.
Then fried to golden brown and blended in a I got to go.
It's like it's like a little erotica for you.
Now, do you
it
have
is,
a?
It is. It's like
I know you've complained. Have you found a good Chinese restaurant in your town?
Nope. No good Chinese down here. No good Indian down here. And the most thing, because we eat this regularly because it's cheap and it's healthy. No pho. No pho down here.
Oh,
that is really,
man.
Really hard to find. And
we're lucky,
you know,
in the D.C. area and this whole corridor. Of course, you know, in New York City, you could, you know, cross the street and find,
yes,
a great Chinese restaurant. When I had Chinese dinner with Dick Van Patten, name dropper, he said that's one of his least favorite things about Los Angeles. Not a good Chinese restaurant in the entire city.
I imagine that's changed since then.
Maybe. I mean,
yes,
it's been 15 years.
Yeah.
But he says that it is really,
look at that,
good Chinese food is an East Coast thing.
Yeah, I imagine, but I really would. Spent the time in Los Angeles, I remember all I saw, and there are districts now like that are full of that population.
But to be fair, Chinese food, as Americans think of Chinese food, is not really authentic Chinese,
yeah,
food.
That's fair.
Yeah, so I think that's what he was looking for, and he would not drink. He only drank Coke or Pepsi.
There is a restaurant down here, and they, you know what? They have changed their website, and they no longer put the they no longer put the prices on there. There is the most
expensive. Oh, it's one of those
menu.
Places.
There's the most expensive menu that I've ever
market
seen
price, Mike.
In a restaurant. It was pretty astonishing. You know?
Yeah. For tortellini, you're like, really?
Market price for celery stick?
Yes. When I see market price, you're basically telling me to kick rocks. You're like, you know what? If you can't afford it, don't
We're
ask.
We're going to send over a wine list and someone with a reverse mortgage specialty.
Yes.
And it'll help you with your meal.
Yeah, what? So it's very unhealthy to eat that, but I'm glad you're going to be.
He's celebrating. It's his birthday.
Yes.
Did you get anything?
Yes,
yet?
Carrie gave me a wonderful gift. Is a small venue on U Street here in D.C. The Lincoln Theater has recently been revamped. It's a small theater. I think maybe 450-500 seats.
Though.
And Brian Wilson is touring, performing the Pet Sounds album, the Beach Boys album Pet Sounds. So he's going to be doing that live on stage. It couldn't interest you any less. It's a very small
now.
Venue, Mrs.
He's,
Craig.
Mrs. Craig, you're wearing green so you can hide. So. But you know, you love going to shows. You love going to,
that's
you're
really
dying
nice.
To be entertained. And,
that'll be a fun show. And the best part is, I really think this year all the kids really did pick out their own cards for me.
That's
and
nice.
It's, you know,
it's
to
the
sit
small
around.
Things, Mike.
It is. It's the little things. Mm-hmm. You sit down, you open the cards, and Carrie made me a tater tot casserole and some brownies. And it was just a very, very nice night with the
nice.
Family.
It's your birthday.
It was my birthday. I loved it. It was good.
Hey, it's your birthday. Get out there and enjoy yourself.
Which was amazing,
I got the
Mike.
Wrong restaurant that's expensive, so I was trying to.
Mike, everyone knows my birth records were lost.
In an old fire.
Luckily, we were able to find a preacher who had recorded it also.
Mike, tomorrow we celebrate, yes. Or have we celebrated today? Can we just check that box?
Oh, we've checked the box.
Yeah. This was a great celebration.
We got a little money in the account. Write yourself a check for $200.
From the show.
That's
like giving him a gift.
It's like me giving myself $66.
No. Yeah. That doesn't make sense. Buy the man a gift. Get on Amazon. I've done the same.
All right. Okay. anyway. Hey, you know, I was picking up my daughter at the airport. You know how I talk about how crowded it is down here?
Yeah.
I saw something I never see, a jumbo jet. Did I say that already?
No, we talked about it before the show.
They actually flew the one Joel Rogers is learning how to fly, the Airbus A330.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there, and we're waiting, and Catherine's plane lands. And
she wasn't
on
the jumbo, was she?
No.
Okay.
She came in on a little one from Philly, and she flies in, and I say, hey, there's the American Airlines. There she is. And she comes flying in, and we watched it land. I love that airport because you can go and watch people come
in. It's a great airport.
It's fun.
Perfectly
and
sized.
And so she comes in, and then right behind her, right, the next one that landed, I'm like,
Whoa.
And I have to tell you how many people are coming down here now. They're bringing jumbo jets in here. And they
can't
never
believe the runway's big enough to handle it.
I know that I've seen UPS and FedEx planes that are jumbos. I know they have those, so the runway can handle it. But you just never see in the summertime. You can go to the airport, and if you want to watch like planes land and take off, you'll be sitting there. You'll for 45 minutes. Like I know they're gonna have one soon. Now it's just like bing bang, bing bang, boom, and they bring it. And then Elizabeth, I'm talking to Elizabeth, and I go on and on and on. And I'm saying, man, oh man, that's an Airbus A330. That's a jumbo jet. Look at that. And she's like, finally. She says, Dad, all right, so what?
She must have been as fascinating as when I tell the kids about microphones on TV shows.
Yes, she didn't care. She didn't care.
Dad, your ticker.
About that.
Look, a Shure SM7. Shut up, Dad.
And then you know, I tried to keep it going when we're walking to the car. I said, see, kids, this is why short-term parking is absolutely jammed. But, Dad, just get in the car. Just get in the car. You know,
but being at the airport, and you're telling about all the things you think about. It's like, this is why short-term parking is the deal of the century.
Unlike my sister Kathy, who barely, if she is going to pick up or drop off, first of all, 90% of the time, you probably are going to be told to take a cab. But secondly, if she picks up or drops off at the airport, the wheels barely stop on the car.
That's
because
right.
Because she's had a husband who has traveled the world for his entire career, and they've been married 130 years. So she does not want to even go to the airport or even let the wheels move. Me, it's still an event. I meet you guys at the airport.
You're great.
I meet my mother-in-law at the airport.
But you go in for everyone?
Yeah, Mike likes to make a day of it.
I go in for everyone. Oh,
man. Now, I will drop off. I will drop off, and I will not leave the car sometimes when I drop off.
But you do come to a complete stop.
I do come to a complete stop.
Attaboy.
And it's a, you know, and by the way, and so I said it a little bit too loud as Elizabeth and I were going to pick up her sister. I may have said it. I said, those are the people I like. And Elizabeth says, what? What do you mean, Dad? I said, they're leaving. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. We will take a break. Happy belated birthday, Rob.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, happy birthday, Rob.
Yes.
And we'll have something for you tomorrow.
Good.
We'll take a break and we'll come back.
Hey, look, it's a non-burn nightlight and a Buddy Rich DVD.
We'll come back.
Best birthday ever.
Man, we've really been killing it on the More Network podcast. You were recently on Tony Perkins, man. You were hilarious.
Well, thank you. I think we did a good job on the Mike O'Mara show itself.
We should probably try to target some of the other shows like Cake and Cookies, maybe Tech 411.
Yeah, how about Americast?
Good one, man.
All right.
Anyway.
Americast, is that even still on the network? Anyway, Rob and Joe Show, new episode every week. Please subscribe on iTunes, robandjoeshow.com.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's a message to Mr. and Mrs. Helper. It's great to help. We love your help. Help us, please. Help is a good thing to do. We need your help, and you can help yourself to all the best deals while you help yourself to convenience. Helping out our favorite podcast. That's right. Just shop Amazon and help. Amazon.com has everything your heart desires to help your heart. Just make sure that access it through our helping portal. Help doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best, healthy, and easiest way for you to help TMOS. Remember, if you need it or want to help, Amazon has to help. And help, 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 help. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon help. Or, no, you don't put the help at the end. Just MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would and help, help, help. Amazon through TMOS. We thank you and have a wonderful rest of your day.
News.
Help.
J-Lo in the news.
Hot.
Jennifer Lopez isn't single anymore.
Burrow.
Hey.
Several websites are reporting that she is doing the devil's dance with former New York Yankee Alex Rodriguez.
Oh. Together they make a most beautiful beast with two backs.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's like God. Shakespeare.
It is.
A website called Love B. Scott. Has anybody ever heard of that website?
What is it called? Like letter B?
It's called Love Letter B. Scott. Broke the story. They say they've been quietly dating for a few months, but People says it's only been a few weeks, and that's a more likely timeline. So, you know, J-Lo still.
How many, what's his hit list look like? He has dated
A-Rod's
some...
probably not got as good a hit list as Jeter had, probably.
Derek Jeter.
Definitely. I remember, A-Rod's allegedly, I would say, would probably have a dirty dick, though, right?
What are you doing? what the hell does that
One
mean?
One or two social diseases, allegedly?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, but Cameron Diaz would probably be the most famous.
Yeah, but he was never classy enough like Jeter to have the gift bag to give them when they left.
I know, the tote bag.
Yeah, like the when you donate to PBS.
Madonna, A-Rod's dated. A-Rod dated Madonna.
A-Rod's more into the famous chicks. Jeter was more into just the goddesses.
Yep.
That's the way Mike. I look at that. So.
Same page.
Anyway, People Magazine said yesterday that more ladies in the news, that Jennifer Garner had backed off on filing for divorce from Ben Affleck because they were trying to make things work. But apparently that's not the case. E! Online talked to a source. You always have to take that with a grain of
right
salt.
On.
The source said, quote, nothing has changed. They're not back together. They are co-parenting. The most important thing in all this is their kids. Although since both stories are based on anonymous sources at this point, either could be true. One thing that does seem apparent is that a lot of people want these two to get back together. And for absolutely no reason, I'm one of those people. I'd like to see Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner get. I thought they were kind of a cool Hollywood couple.
I'd like to see him get with Melissa McCarthy.
Once you bang the nanny, you can't go back, Mike.
That's
Come on
true.
In, sweetie. Come on in. Come on. You're fine. No problem. Hi. Catherine's in the house. In the house. Are you feeling rested?
In the house?
What? What? What?
Yeah, she's feeling rested.
Microphone drop. 1, 2.
Thank you. The show The People versus O.J. Simpson won 9 Emmys, and the documentary O.J. Made in America just won an Oscar, and now this is a big story. I probably should have led with this. The juice may be cut loose.
What?
Yeah.
According to a report, OJ could be released from prison as early as October 1st of this year.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't a sure thing. The Nevada Board of Parole Commissioners says there's going to be a hearing sometime this summer, probably in July. And at that point, things could be set in motion. It's unclear what the likelihood of that is, but there are a few things working in his favor. He's considered low risk as a parolee. He's been on good behavior behind bars, and he's going to turn 70. This summer. OJ has been in prison since 2008.
Good luck to him. I hope he uses his time when he gets out to find that Heisman Trophy.
There you go.
Find it, OJ.
Have you seen the doc?
I have not. I have not seen the documentary.
So I think there's 8 parts, if I'm not mistaken.
Is this the O.J. Made in America?
Yes, I'm on the third hour.
You're crazy for that, right?
Well, I'm on the third hour, and I got it. A, didn't know it was multiple parts. Right. B, I've never seen this perspective on O.J.'s life this way.
Oh, really?
Okay, never.
So
it takes you back to how he actually came to fame and in his college years and his time at USC.
You know, I want a spoiler alert. I feel like if you give me any more information, I know you're raving about it, right?
I like it.
You think it's a great documentary?
I like it because this story has been told so many different ways.
But this is the first time you've heard it turned told this way?
I have never seen it told this way. That's why it won what it won.
Cool.
All right. Very cool. I like that. OJ was convicted of kidnapping and armed robbery and assault with a deadly weapon. He is serving a 9-to-33-year sentence for that.
Wow.
He claims he was just trying to recover his stuff that was stolen, but he didn't know the guys that he was with had guns. So that's why he got nailed, because it was
armed robbery. He's not detail-oriented.
Thank you, Rob.
Forgot the glove.
There's a 45-year-old guy in Asheville, North Carolina, named Walter Beals, who recently lost a ton of weight by climbing stairs on his lunch break. He used to be about 440 pounds. Then he started climbing the stairs at the courthouse where he works, and he lost 170 pounds.
Wow.
So he's down to about 270 now. He walks up 8 flights, takes the elevator back down to save his knees, and then does it 12 more times. Wow.
Man.
That is like walking to the top of a 100-story building. A while back, he started comparing it to stuff to stay motivated, like how many floors it would take to climb to the top of Mount Everest. Then once he passed that, he decided to go the whole way to outer space. So he added up the steps and said this is how far it would take to climb. He had to climb the equivalent of 50 miles to do it, or 21,000 flights of stairs, and finally got there last week. He wore an astronaut costume, and a bunch of friends waited for him at the top with a sign that said, "Welcome to space."
Space!
But here's the part he didn't expect. He met a woman online a while back named Susanna, who thought the stair thing was a cool idea, so she asked if she could come climb stairs with him, and now they are a couple.
Aww.
Hey.
That's
that
nice.
A very, very happy story.
Cool. And,
he must have massive calves.
Oh, but yeah, but it also, you know, massive when you're thinking about that, as somebody that is waiting to get to Bionic again, I'm thinking stairs would be so cool, but taking the elevator down, because you do save your knees and you're not doing that pound, 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 but you can get that aerobic and muscle building.
What's the tallest building around you? Quick, Mike.
Here in South Florida?
Yeah, not a lot
of McDonald's.
Them.
The McDonald's down the street.
Two flights to the Shake Lounge.
No, it's a split level. According to a new study by the University of Bonn in Germany, short men are more likely to go prematurely bald before they turn 50 than men who are average height or tall.
I know, that doesn't seem to stack out in my world. Does it? Fairly tall fella here. And then
Here's
there's Adrian.
Why. There you go. He's swinging his head of hair. My goodness. And the reason why is rough. The scientists found the genes that control height and balding have lots of overlapping DNA, which is also linked to things like Parkinson's and heart disease. Yikes. So I don't know what to tell you, Rob. You're tall and you're bald, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Tall and bald.
Tall and bald.
Tall and bald. Yeah. I think I'm just going to start digging a hole. That's how I'm going to lose weight.
I would take tall.
I'm not going to climb stairs. I'm just going to dig a hole and try to die into it.
I would take tall and bald over short. And hairy.
And if you're really tall, you don't need hair because no one can see it.
Tall and bald over short and hairy. Boy, that's tough. Yeah, height's important.
That's the one thing I would give a kidney for.
Mm. I like being 5'10.5", 5'11". I like
being tall. Cool. Tall is good.
And now a little something. A 19-year-old guy named Jeremiah Rios from Eustis, Florida, was sitting at home on Sunday morning when his 17-year-old brother walked out wearing a pair of Jeremiah's boxer briefs.
Oh, no.
Jeremiah told his brother to take them off, and he did, but that wasn't the end of it. They started fighting, and Jeremiah wound up grabbing a wine bottle and using it to smack his brother in the shoulder. It's not clear if his brother was nude the entire time or had changed into some clothes first. Anyway, the cops came. Jeremiah was arrested for aggravated battery, and it leads me to something I'm doing now. I don't know why, but I just have to. I'm just inclined to write Florida poetry.
When you do a poem.
Better than just the slogan of the day. Here we go, boys. Florida, land of meth head bums and thieves and creeps who wear their brother's briefs. But most of us get along just fine. Just don't get smacked with a bottle of wine. Thank you.
Yes! That was awesome.
We'll take a break. Come back with the little sounds, the little birthday sounds.
Mike, they were all baked inside a cake last night, and I had to reveal them by cutting into the cake.
Oh, it's a New Orleans-style sound cake. We'll take that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Everybody, it's Mike O'Mara's personal assistant, Jennifer, with a reminder to listen to him every night at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave. Your beach station. Fun, fun, fun. I love to say the F word. Don't forget the Mike O'Mara Show on 97.1 The Wave. Bye-bye.
Bitch.
What? Anyway, hey! Hey!
No, we had a morning.
What the hell is this?
I gotta go to HR.
Matter with you?
We had a morning. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. Magazines keep us up to date on news, social issues, and they give us moments of inspiration and comic relief just when we need them. Thanks to Texture, you can get access to all of your favorite magazines. You can do it in one place on your tablet or phone. I put it on my iPad. Texture has totally reimagined magazines, and it's the app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 of them right on your tablet or smartphone. The Texture app is the bomb. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's totally searchable, and you can enjoy all the articles from great publications. Almost all of them that are relevant are on Texture. They're fantastic, and it's normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day free trial. Plus, Texture was selected as one of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps, so start your trial for free right here. Now, right now, Texture's offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading more for way less. Texture.com/TMOS. Did I mention you can share it with the whole family?
Yeah.
So that saves a ton of money. Let's open up the Audio Vault for Thursday, March 9, 2017. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Now, we all know Letterman is gone. Letterman is not on TV anymore. He did that great interview with his crazy beard. But it begs the question, what about Paul Schaefer? And I hadn't heard much from Paul Schaefer lately.
I have not either. I'm interested.
And he has an album that's coming out with his band. From the Letterman Show, the world's most dangerous band. It drops on St. Patrick's Day.
Have they toured at all? Have they gone around touring?
I haven't seen any evidence of that at all. He still does the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame stuff, and I know he does session stuff. He produced Darlene Love's new album, but he's been sort of behind the scenes. They've leaked a little bit of the first single from the album from Paul Schaefer.
They've leaked it?
They leaked it, and this is Bill Murray singing, and it's got an animated music video. It's pretty funny. It's called Happy Street.
Sometimes it might seem dark, same path, same block, same park. But when you light your light, you're walking down Happy Street. When things ain't cool.
It
way
remains
to put
to
the
be
effort
seen.
In, Paul.
Oh, but go. You see... You
no,
see,
sorry, we don't agree on that. We don't
I
agree.
Think,
on.
I think the album, I think the
sucked.
Album, that did suck, but you know what I think? Here's my read on this. They're leaking that because of the Bill Murray cachet. The album will probably be better because Paul is a great musician.
You're
so we
very
shall
optimistic.
See.
We'll
I am. That's what, yeah. it's we'll what keeps what me going. I hope it's good. His first album that he put out in like 1988 was horrible.
Do you think Paul's got bills to pay? Is that why he put that out?
Probably.
That's like a that is so bad. That is so desperate.
But there is, it's. I think it is, I think it's the Bill Murray thing. I think there is some record exec saying, you know what sells? Bill
I mean,
Murray
it sounds
sells.
Like, it sounds, and I know it's animated, is it for kids or something?
What's that the, song sounded very kid-like, yeah. So, yeah. But it's apparently a grown-up album. It comes out St. Patrick's Day, we'll see. Stay
you know,
here.
Bill Murray being apparently so scary, difficult to get in touch with, like to do a movie project.
Anything,
then
yeah.
Then he pops on that. I don't know. It's just weird. I feel weird about that.
All right, this was trending on YouTube yesterday, and I watched it and then went away and came back to it. They took a scene from The Big Bang Theory and replaced the laugh track with Ricky Gervais laughing. So
like solo?
Yeah, so it just sounds horribly rude. I found this delightful.
Dinner's almost ready. If you like meatloaf, I'm sure you'll like its cousin, bowl of meat.
But it doesn't look like I'm going to Comic-Con this year.
With as much debt as you have, probably not next year either.
This is for you.
It's back pay for all the babysitting and taking care of Hallie you've done.
This is so generous of you. I don't know what to say.
Now you can come with us.
Yeah, there's room in the bed by Sheldon's feet.
As much as I appreciate this, I can't accept it. Okay, Hallie's my goddaughter. I don't take care of her for money.
I would.
I swear, the more I watched it, the funnier it got.
It does
That's
get
how
funny.
I feel about that show. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
The Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, I don't get
I've
it.
I watched it once. I watched half of it once. It's horrible.
It is so magically unfunny.
It's so, and they, you know, it's sitcom-y, but it's like screaming laugh.
Yeah, but there's
that's
so many
that
people
funny.
That watch it and love that show. Yeah. I'm like, what am I missing?
What's the bank they get like per episode? Like, they're all multi-millionaires now, right?
And they're swimming in syndication money, too.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't know. I mean, sometimes it just doesn't click. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that Parsons?
Parsons, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole, I think we are in love in this country with humorous gay characters on sitcoms. You know, we love the
How I
we
Met
do.
Your Mother was fun.
What was the oh god?
I'm trying to think if
Deborah
I watch.
Messing. What am I?
Oh,
missing
Will and Grace, here? And it's coming
Will
back.
And Grace.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I mean, Will and Grace.
I'm wondering if I watch any sitcom right now on a regular basis that has a laugh track. I don't think I do.
This is Us.
Yeah. No, it's not really a sitcom, I don't think. I'd have to look into it.
I watch every episode, and all it is it's grown men crying.
Crying, as well as the crying
including
show.
Myself.
By the way, speaking of bad television, logged a little time with R-H-O-B-H. I checked out The Real Housewives.
They're in Mexico.
That's the last time. This is. I'm further along. I skipped ahead. I was on the big fight between Lisa Rinna and Kim. Oh,
was it hard to pick up on the plot having missed so many episodes?
No, not at all. Super.
Don't you
easy.
Think Lisa Rinna's lips are way too big now?
I think it's. I think she's scary looking.
Just suck them down.
And look at her face.
But
oh,
you know what? Erica
bodies,
Jane,
maybe.
Who's also made out of plastic, still manages to get it together, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it's always fun to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
For years, Mike, I've been entertained by the fact that your impression of the lead singer of Kiss is Gene Simmons is leaning towards Jackie Mason as he gets older. But he's really the only person.
Like that,
You hear Gene Simmons a lot. Sometimes you hear Paul Stanley talk. But you never hear from a guy who left the band, Ace Frehley.
Who's and, the F up, right? He's the F up of the band.
Yeah, and
right.
He was, I believe, in the old days, he was the cat. And he was interviewed in Brazil this week, and they said there's about a 50-50 chance he's going to return to the band eventually. But his voice, this is apparently one of the great rockers of all time. Listen to his voice.
I just saw Gene about a month ago. He came to my concert in Los Angeles. He hung out all night.
Now, what if I were to say this, and this is really narrowcasting to Mike, but just for a second. And right now on our stage, here's Myron Cohen.
I just saw Gene about a month ago. He came to my concert in Los Angeles. He hung out all night. Very, very, very friendly. He was great with everybody.
They all sound like they're all...
Who knows what's going to happen in the future. You don't have to ask. But, you know, if...
So, you're going to be in the band?
Well, I understand you're coming. Yeah, have a nice piece of pie, piece of cake. Come by and see the Kiss concert.
So, listen, I'll drum and I'll sing Beth and then I'll go home.
The force of gravity caused my pants to mysteriously hit the floor. That's what happened there. I don't understand what's happening with the Kiss concert. Yeah, Ace Frehley, Paul Stanley, yes, Gene Simmons. Yes, come by, have nice piece pie.
Pita Chris.
Yes, delicious, delicious.
All right, anyway.
Nice Reuben sandwich.
I was shocked to hear the way he talked. It just absolutely surprised me. And let us close with Mr. Jimmy Kimmel, who yesterday observed, of course, as we all did, the day without women.
Siri, what is a day without a woman?
Hold on, let me do it again.
Siri, what is a day without a woman?
I'm sorry, I don't work for you today. Go f*** yourself.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address, TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. If you want to send a birthday or a message for our weekly mailbag segment, by the way, great one today.
Yes.
It's Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, and our slew of interns. Who's on deck today? We got Adrian. We got Ashley. Who else? Anybody?
Maddie.
Oh, Maddie's here. I didn't see Maddie over in the corner. Great to have you all with us. She was off camera. This is Mike O'Mara saying we'll see you next time for your favorite part of the day. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.